Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, crossed the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going to Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
But I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Schipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you would like to share your experiences, just to have a sit-down conversation with us like we're going to be having today with our special guest, just go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. We don't care which way it is. Just get a hold of us. We want to have a conversation with you. If you drive, if you're a mechanic, if you're an EMT driver, if you are an Uber driver, Lyft driver, if you're in the business, we want to hear from you.
Of the business.
Exactly. Schipper, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line, short story of any part of the business you might have experienced, you know, caused havoc, saw havoc, been in traffic,
wreaked havoc,
whatever. You can call us 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. Short story, 5-10 minutes. You got the gift of gab. Get a hold of Brian.
Yes,
he's scheduling apparently too. He's a man of many hats now.
Oh yeah,
and
no talents, just hats.
Yeah, but many hats, no talent.
That's right.
That's why it's a low shoestring budget. Get a hold of us. And while you're looking around, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/Hammerlane. Keep us fueled if you like what we're doing. Feel free to contribute. If not, thanks for looking.
Fantastic. Did you do the phone number for the voicemail line?
Yeah, I did. But I'll do it again since you asked. 515-585-MERK. 515-585-6375.
Fantastic. Just wanted to make sure it was done. Right. Today we are talking to Mike. Mike, how are you doing? It's Toot Toot Mike.
Toot Toot, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself? Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'll take any compliments at this stage of my life. Yeah, all good in Alabama now. Nice and relaxed, nice and calm. As you can probably see, anyone with the visuals, I'm actually not in the truck, so this is probably a good time to catch me because I'm a lot more mellow.
Wild, tired in a mainspring and a cuckoo clock, right?
I tell you what, I love in Alabama. Really, really enjoying it. I'm going to be gutted when I get back on the truck on Monday and be gone. I'm probably going to go 6 weeks this time, but not doing like before. I'd be doing the 3 months on the road.
Right.
Those days, they're finished. I can't do it.
Wears you out, doesn't it?
I just wrapped up. I did 7 the last time, and I got to say, I hit 5 weeks. I started, you know, referencing a previous episode, Stir Crazy. Boy, I'll tell you, it doesn't do me any favors. And I was actually, to be honest with you, it was the first time in the 3.5 years I actually started feeling a bit of anxiety on the road. I saw a terrible accident on the I-40 in between Memphis and Little Rock.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, it set me off. That was pretty rough, actually. That really had me. I even told my company, I said, I need to just chill for a day. It was pretty rough out there. And then I think I touched on it a few weeks back when we had another conversation that was more on the private realm.
Right.
that was when I was up in West Virginia and I had a steer tire go, but we can get into that. Boy, I'll tell you, that was, there's
a handful, huh?
What was that shit?
I said it was a handful, wasn't it?
It was, see what, it really had me taking a step back and going, bloody hell. That is, you know, I suddenly mortality started coming into it. Oh, boy, I tell you what, I'll be going into this run on the truck a little bit more. I was dry. I remember right before those two incidents happened, I was under the cosh. I was on the I-40 again, but through Memphis. I remember I was driving. You know, when you get that blasting rain and you can't see, you know, let alone quarter mile, you can't even see like, you know, 1,000 foot ahead of you or
right.
And I was just grinding. I was just pounding down the I-40 doing like 68, 70. And I had to get to where I was getting to. And I was like, right, I'm getting through the weather. I'm okay with driving in weather, but I was absolute. There wasn't a truck going faster than me. And then when those two incidents happened after, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to dial this down a bit because I've got a wife at home. I've got a beautiful new house. And I was like, boy, sometimes you get in that truck and you just want to get the job done and you got the confidence. But sometimes when I saw that wreck on the I-40 in Memphis, closer to Little Rock between Memphis, well, boy, I'll tell you that. If that fella got out in one piece, I'd like to hear from him on the show. I'll tell you that. It was a big reality check. Anyway, I didn't mean to start it off so grim.
No, I'm glad you, because that's the reality of the job. You know, sometimes it's like, this is what real life is. And as a truck driver, you're looking at it and you're like, well, what in the world? You know, this is, and when you see something like that, it scares you. It does. Yeah. You know, it can't help but.
It was a real reality check. And sometimes you need that because when you're driving 80,000 pounds of death on wheels, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to take stock and think. And there was another signal as well. I was going down to the Mexican border a lot, and I went to our yard in Laredo. And there's a truck. I didn't take a picture of it, but it's probably still sitting there, and I'm sure I'll be back there soon. And it's one of our trucks. And boy, this thing looked like, I don't know, the Jolly Green Giant just went on top of it. You know, it was like the signs are all there. You know, so I'm like, I'm going to dial it back. The last couple of weeks, I was like, do you know what? I think I'm just going to chill behind the prime truck doing 62, put it on cruise control, and I'm just going to, you know. I'm safely to the mystic. If anyone, I'll just nestle in behind another truck and let the cruise control do the work. And if it's doing over 60, I'm good. The MPG is going to be sweet. Company will be happy. I'll make sure I'm not late, but I don't need to be crushed up like a Coke can, you know.
That's my word,
But hey, at least, sorry about the grim start, but at least I ain't talking politics, eh?
There you go, exactly.
Yeah, give me a couple.
No, we're not.
Hey, how's driving been for you boys?
What's it?
How's driving been?
Well, driving been fantastic.
When you only go 90 miles, you know, for shipper, it's
not hate the player, hate the game. I go 6 times a night on the same freaking construction roads every night. I hear you, bitch, because you go through one little section of construction. I mean, you mean like construction. I'm driving through this. I know the guys on the construction site. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to invite you to their Christmas party this year.
There's a picnic out there on Tuesday. Yeah.
I was doing a lot of I was on the Mexican border a lot for this thing. That was
that's gotta be something.
But it was like, you remember that film Escape from New York?
Yeah.
Same thing in California.
Laredo, another place that was down towards the Houston end. I'd never been, but I forget the name of it now. I think it wasn't Montgomery. It sounded something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, it's pretty bad down there. I'll tell you that right now. It's worse than it was before. But hey, everyone's cushy up north of the border states. They all think it's nothing going on down there. It was helicopters and everything. It was insane.
Wow.
It looked like something, I don't know where this country's going, but.
Right. Looks like an outtake from The Fugitive, huh?
I'm just pounds. And it is so nice. I'm sure it's probably like not totally dissimilar, but. Where Tony's over there towards Knoxville area.
Yeah.
And quiet. You know?
It is, yeah.
I wake up all week. I've been waking up, and all I hear is the Cardinals singing. I don't see any people. I don't even need curtains on the back of my house. I just see trees. And it's been so nice. So
that's
nice.
That's awesome.
Los Angeles. Don't miss that place at all. Don't miss it one iota.
I believe it. Yeah. I don't know how, it is what it is. God bless him for being there. I don't know what else to say.
That changed a lot. The last time I went there, before we moved in February, I bought a house in December, but we moved in February.
Mm-hmm.
But I went over there to pack the house up. And I remember my wife picked me up from the airport and we drove like 4 miles. It took like an hour and a half. And it was just, oh my God, I was like, all the noise was getting to me, and I was getting like LA PTSD. It was, and then we drove across the country. That was a cool. I tell you what, I don't know if you've ever driven with cats in a car, or we got two cats. I had one in the Penske rental wagon, and we didn't stay at a hotel. We just ground it out, and it took like 3 days. And boy, I tell you, that was worse than driving the truck across the country.
God bless you, dude. That is brutal.
Sleeping at a TA in a Love's parking lot for like 4 hours, and then off 8 hours driving, sleeping over 4 hours, and it was bad. Yeah, it was. That was an experience as well. I'm full of
positivity. That's crazy.
Hey, Arnold, I'm sorry.
What's that?
I'm full of all the positivity today.
This is life,
the reality of a truck driver, unfortunately.
What the heck are you doing?
I'm checking things. Relax.
For the love.
Well, let me be free. This is live free or die.
Say that again, Mike.
He's checking the big long coffee list and the voicemail list.
That's what it is, yes.
You're probably going to have to do a voicemail show soon, aren't you? You must be stacked to them.
No. We really haven't gotten that many.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah.
Or that's he hasn't checked, whichever.
No, it's just, it's very, it drives me crazy, which is okay. We have two. We have two voicemails.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So let that be an invite to everybody out there to call the voicemail line and say, hey, or, give us a little short story about what you've been doing.
Hey, what happened to the body snatcher? He vanished?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Snatched him up.
APB for the body snatcher.
Yep, there you go. That's what we need, an APB for the body snatcher.
He got caught snatching some bodies in Rikers Island or something like that,
Yeah.
Who knows?
You never know.
Hey, did you ever get Tony back on when he got out of his busy schedule?
We had him on. We had him on this earlier this year, didn't we, Chip? Tony and Jack. We had Tony on. Was it this year? I don't know. I'm trying to remember when the last time is that we had him on.
New movie coming out, isn't it? Bigfoot and the Missing Man or something?
Sasquatch and the Missing Man.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
That was it.
I went camping and then they found all his stuff and they never found where he was at.
Yep, exactly.
Hey,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yes, very. Very strange. Can't tell you. I've got to tell you now, I ain't seen nothing. I'm still waiting to see something mighty weird. I keep looking. I keep driving at the weird hours and I see nothing. I ain't seen no Bigfoot. Ain't seen no UFOs, no dogmen, no leprechauns. You know,
the weirdest thing I ever get a chance to see is the people driving next to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, where you drive? You don't even see the weirdo people?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the weirdest of the lot. I'm saying that I went to a lumber. This is the one where I had the steer tire blow. But before that, I picked up at this lumber mill in West Virginia. All right. And it was nice people. They offered me to stay the night and I didn't. But there was this girl that was working there. She was doing a, you know, quite a unladylike job. So full credit to her. Uh-huh. Mid-20s she was. I forget her name. I think it's Melissa. Anyway, I was telling her about my, I think it was a bear story, but boy, it was a big bear. And I was telling her about it happened the Rattlesnake Mountain. She was asking, oh, anything weird happened when you were in the truck? I said, that's the only thing really, but I presume it was a bear. I'd like to think it was a Bigfoot, but it probably wasn't. So I was telling that story. And then she started telling me that where she lives, oh yeah, there's a family of, pure white Bigfoots that live up here on the mountain. Oh, really? And I was like, and then she went into how the locals do devil worship. And I was just sitting there going,
Wow.
I mean, she just went off on one. It was, maybe I should have got her contact deets and put her onto you and Tony. Probably had her on either order shows, you know. But yeah, she was going. And then I got out of there. Went driving, took this stuff down. I forget I was going down south. I forget where I was going because it's all like a big blur most of the time. That's when I felt my steer. I was coming down these mountains and I'm like, I was going to deliver in Lower Alabama, but I was like, I can get to Birmingham and get a weekend at home. So I was like flying down these mountains doing, you know, 90 mile per hour, you know, just letting the weight take me down, thinking this is where I'm going to make my minutes because, you know, the clock's going to be pretty tight.
Right.
And it was steering. I was like, oh, my steering column doesn't feel that great. All the way through the journey, I was like, And anyway, so after I got through Nashville, so I was about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 20 minutes from Birmingham. And then suddenly I was actually on the earpiece, you know, talking to my friend, and I just went bang. And I just saw this chunk of black like fly up over the steering wheel. And I'm like, whoa, that don't sound good. And I pulled up, turned the phone off. And then I was like, that ain't good. I got out and the trip, my steer had totally blown off, but it was still had air in it. And it took half my bumper off. And I was like thinking, my God, if that had happened coming down one of those mountain roads in West Virginia or wherever it was that was coming over Tennessee, I wouldn't have been here for sure. I could have been flying over those valleys, you know, like Dukes of Hazzard style. And then get this, check this out. So I'm sitting there, I call, you know, I send in a macro. Hey, I need a unit.
Yeah, service, yeah.
Higher. And anyway, so this car pulls up behind me, right? Little car. And I'm thinking, oh, she must have hit the remnants of the bumper or something. It's damaged her car. So I'm sitting there, I'm just ignoring it because I'm on the little computer and I'm on the phone. And she comes waltzing around a truck with her phone. And I'm thinking, oh, she's taking pictures and stuff. I'll just ignore her until I have to get out with her. So I'm messing around. I've got my sunglasses on, so I kind of see what she's doing. And then she's standing in front of my truck. And suddenly I see her taking pictures of the trees. And I'm like, huh? What's she doing? So again, I'm just not engaging until I have to.
Yep.
She's standing there, like, taking pictures of the trees. I'm thinking, that is really strange. And anyway, so then she starts walking back over to the truck. On the driver's side, bear in mind I'm on the, I think it was a 59 or 65, I can't remember, but with people like, oof, oof, like 80 mile per hour.
Right.
You know, they come, you don't want to be on the side of the road. Certainly don't want to be walking around next to the truck on the side of the road. And anyway, I hear her, you know, knocking the door. So I went down, I'm thinking she's going to tell me about her truck. She looked like she was, I don't know, she was lit. I mean, she was out there. She was on Space Mountain somewhere. You know, she was in a different reality or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, did you see those trees? I'm like, I'm looking at her like, huh? She goes, did you see the trees? I said, what? the trees, these trees, they were like pink. There was like pink, like cherry blossom or magnolia, yeah. Whatever, because we got them in our yard. They're beautiful. And I'm like, I said, man, you've got to get out of the road. There's cars. Oh, it's okay. I'm like, all right, okay. Are you fine? Is everything good? Yeah, I'm good. I said, okay, man, I've got to get back. I've had an accident. Cameras are rolling right now. I told her, cameras. Let, you know, then she, anyway, she walked back to the car, put the window, thinking, wow, that's just bizarre. What's been going on? So I carry on doing my business, and then I'm sitting there waiting. And then suddenly on the passenger side door, I get a knock on the door, and I'm like, huh? And I look out, I put the window down, and she's back again. All right. Now she's got a tin of Pringles, a tube of Pringles, a Monster Energy drink, and like granola bars. And trying to give them to me. I said, thank you so much. I've got plenty of food here. Everything's good. Everything's fine. I appreciate that. I said, you've really got to be careful. You know, there's, and then I said, the police are coming. And then suddenly, woo, she's like, oh. And then she was like, I don't know, like, she weren't young, she weren't old. So I'd say like, we're around 40, blonde. But she was, I don't know, she'd been, you know what I mean? I don't know. Back to the car, she went back to the car.
Yeah.
And then whatever she was doing, still there. And her car, by the way, was part, you know, I was going to go out and put my triangles out, you know?
Right.
You know, because I'm broken down. But her car's like right up the back of mine on the And I just wait. Anyway, she ended up leaving, but I actually considered for a short moment, should I call the police?
Right.
If anything happens to her, she gets hit and she's around this vehicle. I'm like, this is just something I don't want to deal with. But anyway, when she left, you know, it ran through my mind. I thought, you know what? I've got enough going on here. Maybe that's not my battle to be worrying about. Hopefully she'll be all right. And then, anyway, so, you know, that was that. But it was bizarro moments. I'll tell you that.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it. What the heck? Yeah,
and at least I was alive, but I didn't need any Pringles or a Monster Energy drink. But I was glad it didn't happen before that. But to meet the space cadet was something I didn't put down on my bingo card for that day. But that's probably just an Alabama thing. I don't know characters out this neck of the woods, you know?
Well, isn't the space camp down there in Alabama?
That's, actually, do you know what? I think I was coming down from Nashville.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you could be correct.
Well, I'm almost positive.
But, I'm trying to think. There's a 59, there's a 65. I'm sure I was coming from the Nashville side of it. But, but she was a space kid. I don't think they'd be sending her to space, though. I'll tell you that.
she's already there.
Yeah.
Huntsville. She'd be Huntsville, Alabama, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That's where they make the rockets.
Yeah.
I know that.
She's an escapee.
Maybe sniffing too much rocket fuel.
Operation Paperclip was a big one out this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recently, Verna von Braun, Huntsville, the NASA show.
I see you going. You got all that down, huh?
Yeah. There's a lot of. I tell you what, it's a bit of a secret, but Alabama's absolutely booming here. You know, with manufacturing and stuff.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, but if anyone from California is listening, don't come here.
Yeah. They don't like you.
I see. Well, when we got here, right? So we've got. I'm driving the Peterbilt, but I don't need a car or anything. My wife drives a Prius.
Okay.
We got it. So we got a Prius with California plates.
Oh,
Target.
We get into the neighborhood, you know, and I'm sitting to the wife. I say, Christ me, we got to get those plates off that car. We can't. If they see that and they, you know, they're going to go mad. Because every time you go anywhere around here, if you mention, California, and I'm going to keep PG, but they keep that. Fair play to my wife. I was like, I've got to go to work straight away. She jumped on it. She went down the DMV here, and boy, she got Alabama plates on. Quick, sharp time. So
good now, for
her. It would be one of the very few Priuses here, but I don't care about that.
That's right. Cool. You're just looking for good gas mileage, so.
Yeah, I was going to get a sticker saying my other car's a Peterbilt, but I haven't. Not really my car. It's my wife's car. But I see what she did do, though. I don't have front license plates here. She got a Sasquatch front license plate. It's got a big old Sasquatch on the front. So
nice.
Yeah. Not really relevant to the conversation, but
still. That would make Tony happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll text you a picture of it later.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
So you guys. It's pretty mellow, my end, boys. I'll tell you that. I've been zenning out, relaxing, trying to get hiking and drop a couple of LBs while I'm at home. Start learning a bit about Alabama. They got a lot of nature here, very nice, calming down, staying away from the politics.
There you go.
They got a damn good super speedway.
Yeah, there's what, Talladega?
Yes, sir.
That's not part about, I don't know, I think it's within an hour's drive of, I think it's Birmingham, but going towards that. Is it going towards Atlanta? I think it is, isn't it?
It should be east of you. Yeah, I'm not.
They just had,
without looking at a map, I can't tell you.
Some of the guys I know, they didn't know I was back last weekend, but they had, I guess they had, like, I'm not really a race car fan. It's not really my thing, but I guess they had like an Indy 500 race here at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, you should have come. I said, well, I didn't know. And I said, I didn't really care either at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
NASCAR is nice. It gives you an excuse to drink beer.
Yeah, well, an excuse.
I need an excuse not to be honest with you. And you know what? I've got the boss upstairs. Boy, I'll tell you, she's cracking down hard on that. There's when I come home, it's we've got to be back on full behavior.
Yeah, she's the reason, huh?
And I'm counting those damn calories. Do you know what I did? I thought, because I you know, driving the truck, I kind of knocked out. Cut back on. I used to like more of the spirits, the kind of liquors and stuff. But you know, the pounds have been piling on over the, especially since I've been trucking, so I used to have more of a physical job, so now I'm kind of, you know, a little bit more wary. But I started, and when I got down south, I've discovered these things called twisted teas. I'm thinking, this stuff tastes great. It's just like tea. I'm thinking, oh, it's just tea and alcohol. Oh, it's fine, I'll drink plenty of that. Well, every time I eat really clean, but I'm like blowing up like a balloon. Like every time I have it, and I'm thinking, what is going on? My buddy who's coming over, he said to me, damn, mate, you're drinking those things. I said, yeah, there's that 28 grams of sugar. I'm like, what? I should have known that when every time I kept putting a t-shirt on and going, why is this not fitting right?
My wife is drinking my shirts.
So I had to cut that stuff out. Another thing I cut out. So, you know, so I don't know where I'm left now. I guess I'm just going to have to keep drinking fizzy water, you know?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, it's you know, trying to keep the sugars and the carbs down.
Yeah,
it ain't easy.
Wife's really cracking the whip on that kind of stuff, I'll tell you that.
That's good, though. I mean, it's good that she's, you know, she cares about you. She wants you being around.
No, she just don't want me when I'm off the truck and I'm home. She don't want me three sheets to the wind when I've got an opportunity to, you know, be at home in the man cave. You give me one night, and then I'll get wild, which I did down here last Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got the old music going and had a one man party, you know?
There you go. You know, sometimes you just got to let the animal loose a little bit, right?
Yeah. Let steam out the kettle, mate. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Because I just wait for my buddy come around to do the deck. He's on his way. He's on Alabama time. He said to me yesterday, he goes, Mike, I'll be there. Oh, we'll get started early. Oh, okay, Jess, yeah, no problem. What time are you thinking? Well, probably get there about 9 o'clock. I said, okay, so you'll probably be here at 10 then, because I know it's Alabama time. Well, right now, what time is it now on the East Coast? I don't know what time it is here.
We are at 12:16.
Okay, so it's 11:16 here, and he just texts me, oh, we're on our way, and he probably lives about 35-minute way, which is perfect, because that would hit us at an hour.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Alabama time, buddy. I'll tell you, none of them are in a rush down here.
Well, yeah, but then by the time he gets there, hey, it's lunch. What are we doing for lunch?
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I went down to the local superstore here, which we won't promote, and I just loaded up on the meat and that because I've got a – I just started with a charcoal grill. I've never had a charcoal grill before. I don't know if you
– Really?
Yeah, I've always had propane because it's kind of – fire up, get it done, you know,
right.
In LA. I don't have time to be stoking coals and warming up. But now I'm in Alabama. It's a different world now. It's like, you know, time is of its whole different beast here. So I was like, okay, we'll get into the charcoal, you know. So going to do that. I'm going to be chopping a tree now. And I know what's going to happen. We're going to get here. I'm going to just put a bit of food on. And then next year, right. You know, beer's going to be popping out and we're all going to be out there. We'll get minimal work done. And my wife's going to be fuming and we're going to start barbecuing. And then it'll be 8 o'clock at night and we barely got anything done. And we're sitting on our ass around a fire pit drinking beer like we did last time.
Yeah, but you enjoyed your day.
On the tree there. And you have firewood.
Yeah. And then she's going to be livid.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to step up. I just bought a, I sent Brian a text ship. I started mowing the lawn here, right? It was like, my God, it's not so much a lawn. It's like, I don't know what you would call it, brush, scrub.
Right.
I started off with a weed whacker. I was like, this isn't going to work. This would take me a year to cut all this, you know,
right.
At least, you know, I can't do this. Then I got a regular mower. I'm like, that wasn't working. So I ended up having to go out and get one of those ride along mowers.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh man, do you have one of them up there? I don't even
know. Yeah, Brian has one
in the garage.
And somebody cuts his grass.
I started getting into that, all right. So I did my first session on it. I was like, wow, this is
right.
And then yesterday I was like, well, I've got to do the backyard now. But man, I really got into that. I was like, this is fun. And you can do construction when you need. You should see my wife come back, right? Our backyard, it was quite a bit of green, bit of shrubby. She come back, she said, ooh, look at the backyard. It's like your head. I literally, it's brown. And I had it on the lowest setting. I was like, yeah, get rid of all that stuff. It is just, I just decimated the whole place. But I think it looks much better, you know?
Yeah.
Because that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Then I had this amazing, I thought about, I've been watching a show called Shogun. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like a Japanese.
I started watching it. Yeah, I just started watching it last Sunday.
But I started, when I was in Japan, obviously the wife's Japanese, and we went to a botanical gardens last week, and I started getting these visions of the house, right? You know, you got a house in the yard. I had it in LA, but it wasn't mine for a start, so I couldn't really start doing what I wanted to do. But then I started having these visions of like a Zen garden. And I said to my wife, I started looking online, I said, wow, look at this. And then I started thinking about, oh my God, who am I kidding here? Who the hell am I kidding? I ain't going to be able to make no Zen garden in Alabama. This thing, there'll be weeds coming out of it. And, you know, I won't be able to maintain it. I said, I just need to stick with the ride along and just decimate and turn it into a dusty dirt patch so I can have I had these visions of like rocks and, you know, the sand they put the little rake through. And then I got a reality check realizing, who am I kidding? I'm going to be in a truck. I'll come back. There'll be weeds coming out of the rocks and the sand. And it won't look like a Zen garden. It'll look like more work that I don't need to be worrying about, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, I've got these great visions of what I can do. And then it comes and slaps me around the face.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's visions of what you want to do. And then reality slaps you in the face. You're like, I don't got time.
Yeah.
Cutting my grass, you know?
I'll just ride around on the ride along lawnmower and just like crush stuff and enjoy it.
Exactly. That's why I have a riding mower that I got rid of. I bought a riding mower and a year later I had somebody cut my grass.
Oh, yeah?
The
missus, I said, look, maybe we just hire a landscaping company to come around. We can't afford that. Who do you think we are? I said, okay, I'll do it when I come home. So, and then she was even turning her nose up when I had the ride along thing. She thought that was an extravagance. And I was like,
yeah,
boy, I tell you what, I'm so grateful we got that. Because if I had to run a push along mower on that, forget about it. I might have lost a few pounds doing that. But do you know what? I got absolutely drilled with mosquitoes out there.
Yeah.
God, I was like, I got one in the back of the head when I went to the supermarket today. I was like, Jesus, where did that come from? I'm itching like this. I'm spending most of my time like this. My ankles, I'm putting this, I don't know if it's called Benadryl or something on this. Like, so I've actually come to the terms where I might have to wear like a beekeeping outfit when I'm going too hard.
Just bring yourself a DDT. I'll keep them away.
And she...
That'll work.
She reckons it's because of my desire to drink tasty little sort of, you know, fruity, I don't know what you call it. I was going to use the word, was it bee drinks?
There you go.
No, like these little white claws. And she goes, that's why they eat you alive, because you eat that crap.
It's your sweet demeanor, Mike. That's what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
You want to spread around Alabama.
Yeah, you attract more bugs with honey than you do vinegar, right? So there you go.
I'll use that when I speak to the missus.
Well, yeah, because mosquitoes are bugs.
Yeah, but they don't really like
that. He's not trying to attract bees. He's not trying to attract bugs either, so... Yeah.
How are we looking now? Getting into some trucking here. How's the freight business at Pitt, Ohio? I'll tell you about the flatbed freight business now.
I think we're we're kind of holding our own, really.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not super busy.
Yeah. It's not normal. It's not normal busy for this time of year, but we're not doing bad at Pitt. You know, we're actually kind of, you know, busy enough.
We've had a lot of guys, you know, saying, nah, I'm out. And then, but that luckily for me, they've been keeping me pretty busy, mm-hmm. which I'm quite grateful for. But I got offered a job here with another company, more local. And actually, to be honest with you, they're promising me more money, more home time. And I was already snapping. I was telling my wife, but you know what? I had a good chat with my buddy who, he was my former boss, but also a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Of a CFO 500 company. He was a chief financial officer, and I always go to him for good advice. And he said to me, you know, I'd stay where you're at. Sustainability and predictability. And then he said to me, you know, their job is to persuade you to go over and blow smoke up your backside and tell you that the grass is always green. I know a few boys over there, they're saying they're making more money, there's more money. But then I was benefits and the fact that I know the job and who I'm working with. So I think I've come to the conclusion that for the extra, $400-$500, I'm actually going to sit tight where I'm at because of the economy. I want to see where we're heading to at the end of the year, you know?
Right.
And, you know, not start rocking the boat and wait until the end of next year and see where the country's heading, you know?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You're where I'm at and not chase the dollar a little bit, you know, see where the country's heading. Because I tell you what, ain't going anywhere good right now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
with what I'm seeing in the Western cities right now, you know, with all the clown shops at the colleges and all that kind of
stuff. It's crazy, isn't it? It really is.
I wonder what will be going on in about a month's time, because it just there seems to be some big new nug turd that gets dropped on all our heads that we have to put up with, you know. The only thing I'm happy about is going back to the Alabama thing. None of that stuff is here, you know.
That's good. It helps you keep, you know, peace in your own head, you know.
Peace in the valley over here, buddy. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that. Yeah, it does. Yeah, just, you know what I've learned to do? Just ignore the news. I ask Shipper, you know.
I don't really get it. I listen to my podcast, but I don't watch any TV. I don't have. Yeah. And that's it. We've got the streaming services, but I certainly don't tune into any mainstream news. Those days are over. But it's unavoidable when you use, you know, social media. I only use Instagram, but you just can't avoid, like, you know, seeing videos and stuff, and you look at it and you're like, I'm so glad I left. That's all I kept telling myself. I'm like, got out of there at the right time, you know. I'm like, and then I wake up every morning, I'm like, I'm in my bathing robe and I'm here in the watching the little cardinals and nobody around. I'm like, that was a great
one. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, like, the thing that I think about too, when it comes to, like, you know, you're talking about changing jobs and the money is, you know, a little bit more, you know, $400 or $500. Like, the problem is what you wind up with is you're making more money and Uncle Sam is taking more money. And so,
They said to me, you know, my current situation, I get paid time off, not much, but it's enough.
Yeah.
The other company don't have paid time off. They don't have 401k. I've got a 401k. And, you know, our company's going employee ownership.
Okay.
I want to see where that kind of falls into it. Plus, I know the people. I know they're all right. Yeah. I got a nice truck, and I know all my mechanics and my friends. I like the company. I like the people.
Right.
And sometimes you got to put people, I wouldn't say people, not people over profits, but, you know, more like sometimes, like my buddy says, sustainability and predictability, you know?
Yeah.
Like, like this company's smaller, and trucking's a little bit on the backwards end, isn't it? Because normally you start a smaller company, go to a bigger one.
Right. Whereas
sometimes the trucking people start the big company, go to the smaller one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't, I was self-employed with a small company. You don't know who you're going to get. If you end up with a small company with a boss who's a bit of a, or you don't know what their finances are. You know, I know that this company, they're not a massive company. They're not like a Swift or a Prime or a, but I think we got 1,400 trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they're pretty good at doing their business. And, you know, flatbed is fairly consistent, I would say. It's not, and also we have quite a high turnover because some of these guys, these new guys come in and in 2 months they get weeded out pretty quick. I'll tell you that. Boy, I've seen some of them breaking recently. They're gonna go through. It's too much hard work. I'm like, good. Get out. More for me, buddy.
Right.
Get out. I was last week the load that I had before, so I was down in and I'm glad I got this because I've had a couple of easy loads recently, not much tarping or anything like that. So I was down in where was it? I was heading down to Miami. I was up in northern Florida. So I got up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, right, I gotta get down there because the roads are bad. So I was like, I'll get up early. I'm more of an early riser. So I'll get down to, it's about a 5-hour drive to Miami. I'll get down there. Oh, let me tell you about Miami. So I get down to Miami. I'm delivering like Coney elevators and escalators for like a big construction down there. I don't know if it's a hotel, apartments, whatever it is. It was a big construction, but you know, you go to Miami, you know, you're going to be in a city, you know, and the roads are going to be busy and it's pretty tight. So anyway, I get to this place. So I get down there. Drive is brutal as well. So there's nothing good going on down there. I'll tell you that. Florida is so busy as well. It is crazy down there. It's like California. It's Texas. Same deal. So I get to this place, you know, I park as convenient as I can. And I'm looking around like, wow, this is tight. This is really rough. And then, so I go into the construction site and Dumb and Dumber are the guys I've got to deal with. And I'm like, hey guys, where have I got to go? I said, I've got a big, you know, 53-foot flatbed full of elevators and stuff and boxes and all this. Oh, you're going to have to come around here and, basically blindside. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's like 3 lanes. This road is just, it's busy as all hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, it's like 8:30, you know, people trying to get to work.
Yeah, it's rush hour.
They're kind of not patient down there, you know. So anyway, I'm like, and I've got this trailer that's garbage. So I don't know if you've ever had a trailer where, you know, you just tap the brakes and you lose the air pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to build the air pressure up. Well, I had one of these trailers. It was just a dog of a trailer. But so I'm like, right, okay, I know what I've got to do. So I pull in 3 lanes. I see the red light. I'm like, right, I've got to pull out. So I'm like, woo, block through. I have to go over a median. It's actually a concrete lump. So I'm
right.
Tractor over it. Position it to, and I told the guys, I said, I need you on that mirror so I can see you. I need you on the other side so I can see you. So I'm not going to take out any trees, the fire hydrant or anything, you know.
Right.
These idiots are just standing. I couldn't see the other guy on the one that I couldn't see him in my mirror. He's just standing there like, but I couldn't see him.
Right.
Lemon, you know, and I position myself and I have to stop because I can't see him. I put the air brakes on. Window down, I'm like, where? There's cars pulled up, so they're waiting, so they're going to give me a chance. They're going to give me a few seconds at least. But I had to pump the brakes and have a look. It's like, where are you? I'm right here. Where are you? I can't see you. You know, and then he's like, and he walks over. So I go back to ready, and it's an automatic. I put it in reverse. Oh, I hate that as well when you're dealing with that. So, and anyway, all the air, because I tapped the brakes, all the air pressure went. and then I put it in reverse. It's not clicking. I'm like, oh no. And it says transmission air. Whoa.
Yeah, air supply low.
Yeah, all I see is red. And I'm like, oh no. So I put it back in neutral. I have to pump the brakes and then I have to press the accelerator just to build the air pressure up. Now, that takes about 30 seconds at least. Mm. Now, in that time, I'm on the driver's side and I've got three lanes of traffic all staring at me. All they see is me sitting there going, I'm holding the steering wheel for any audio listeners, and they're just looking at me, and they just see a dumb truck driver that's just sitting there like he's making a cup of coffee or looking at his phone or something. I was just there sitting there doing nothing. Why is he doing nothing? Why isn't he backing in? I know what they're thinking. And it's suddenly like 8-9 seconds, bang, the first horn goes from the car, and then suddenly they're all at it. They're all, and then I'm just like, I'm trying to do this. I'm like, sorry, putting a hand up, sorry. One minute, like, you know, 1 minute. Then doing that, pointing at the engine, going, like trying to give them like visuals, like sign language to tell them what was going on, but they don't understand. They probably think he's, anyway, they're just going off. Like, there's all these cars just hooting and hollering. And then I built the air pressure and they were just raging at that point. And I had to get, luckily I got it positioned well, so I didn't have to come back out. But, you know, they were just like, as soon as I moved, you know, going around.
Right.
Getting in there and, oh, my God. And then, when I get it in there, I'm already sweating with the stress. And then suddenly the humidity, I get out of the heat. I've got to take three tarps. And I got, oh, my God. I was there for 2 hours getting all out.
Wow.
Ripping with sweat. Construction site. Everyone's asking me to move my truck all the time. And then after I got that done, this is talking, going, referencing, getting broken into doing the flatbed. By the way, if anyone's thinking about doing flatbed and you can't handle this kind of stuff, don't do it, because it's not going to do it. I just jump in and they said, I got a thing. Oh, you got to go pick up in Tampa. So that's another 4 hours up north.
Uh-huh.
So I head up back up there. I get to this place, fumes on my clock. I get there, it's 102 degrees. This is not even hot for Florida. It's nothing. Humidity's pretty stout. Getting there, and then I'm like, okay, I'm in the zone. I mean, I drank a gallon of water when I'm doing this. So anyway, I get loaded up, and I was doing all right. I was throwing the straps. I'm like, right, I'm good. I'm feeling good. And then it was time to pick up my tarps. I picked up the first tarp.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen those strongest man competitions where they're picking up that big stone bubble thing?
Yep.
Well, I pick this up. Normally picking up a tarp is, you know, it's still... But anyway, I felt like one of those dudes. And I just suddenly, my head just, I started, my vision just started going black.
Wow.
And I dropped it and I was like, Voof. And then after that, my legs were absolute jelly and I could barely move. But I still had to finish the job, you know, and it took me a while, but I got there in the end. But boy, I'll tell you, I needed that, because summer's coming up and there's going to be plenty more of that, buddy. I'll tell you that. Yeah. When I'm in Tennessee and it's hot and it's just humid as hell and I'm loading up three tarps and stuff, boy, I'm gonna be working hard. But that, this flatbed, I'll tell you that these new guys coming in, they don't think it's gonna be like that, and they get some of that.
Yeah,
that sorts the men from the boys, I'll tell you that, and from the girls.
Yeah. And how it's,
and my question, why do it after? I'm like, why am I doing this? What the hell is wrong with me?
And then I could just drive a dry van.
Myself that I'll live longer if I do it and I'll be fitter, and then I need to lose the weight. And then I look in the mirror and none of that seems to be ringing true right now.
Yeah. So, you know what happens?
Hopefully this summer it will change though.
Yeah. You know what happens is you hit a certain age and your weight just looks at you and laughs and goes, yeah, we ain't going anywhere now. Yeah. You know, yeah, you're stuck.
I tell you what, I sit down and then the old missus, she just start poking my stomach like that. And I normally go, it's muscle. She's not buying it. She still doesn't buy it.
Yeah, that's what we all tell ourselves.
It's more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah. Hey, got any... You got any big plans this summer, you too? You're going to be going on any big vacations, any cruises, or any of that kind of stuff?
No.
Hi? This is the Biden economy. Yeah, I can afford that.
Hey, yo, don't listen to him. We're just going to keep talking, Mike. No.
Mike, haven't you experienced going to the grocery store? You now can pick up $400 worth of food in the same two bags?
I tell you what, it ain't cheap in Alabama either, buddy. I'll tell you that. I bought today, because I'm going to be feeding an army of people, I bought a lot of meat, but that meat is expensive, and that's so that was no joke. I'll tell you that. I remember when I first started, because I only eat meat, and I'm pretty much meat and vegetables and that on the truck. I'm not really into sweet. I'm not a sweet tooth.
Right.
I'm meat, all right? But I'm like, I was looking at the ribeyes today. Man, two ribeyes was like, I don't know, it was like $27.
Yep.
I was like, no. So I was, keep it down. But I was like, where's those deals? Oh, there's that top sirloin. Oh, there's a little yellow sticker. I'll take that. I was fishing for the deals. But I remember, like, back in the good old days, before the pant filling clown came into operation, I remember going in. You'd be getting, this is in LA as well, you'd be getting steaks. Oh my god! Like, you know, just meat galore. Barbecue. Yep. You wouldn't believe. Now I'm like sitting there. I'm not like anything against pork. I don't really eat pork. I'm just I don't really eat chicken. I'm a red meat guy. But now I'm sitting there going, oh, maybe I should start eating pork or some of those chicken gizzards for $3. You know,
chicken gizzards,
lemon. You know, I've seen less of. I tell you what, I haven't seen any of in Alabama. I used to see a lot of them in California. You know, all that plant based crap. They have like sausages made of like, I don't know, but they'd have sausages made out of like fake meat. What nonsense in any of that here? I don't know if that's the same in PA or anything, but I don't know if they're going out of business or no one just eats that stuff. But
like the Beyond Burgers and the Impossible Burger stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Oh, yeah. We got it down. We got it up here.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're down with that stuff down there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It probably doesn't sell very big in Alabama.
There's a lot of stuff they're not down with here. I took took the boys out yesterday, the mechanics. We went out to, it was like a Asian all-you-can-eat. They say Chinese, but it had like a lot of Asian food and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they had like some sushi and sashimi there. And that's like my favorite. I love all that stuff. But, you know, Japanese wife and all that. But I got the good old boys to try some.
Right.
Nah.
they weren't happy.
Highly offended when they put it in their mouth. they couldn't get to grips with it at all. In fact, one of my buddies, Kenny, he said to me, "Hey mate, you're from London." I said, "Yeah, that's your nickname is London, Mike." "Yes, what language you speak in London?" And then Jesse, he goes, I'm not gonna swear, but he goes, "What are you talking about, Kenny? They're English, they speak English." He goes, "Damn, I thought they spoke a different language in London." I guess he'd be watching stuff. He's a great mechanic, by the way. I guess they'd be watching movies, and they don't think they're talking English. They don't think,
wow.
He'd be watching, like, you know, Guy Ritchie movies, and he'd be like, "I don't understand what these people are talking about." You know, so he didn't think they were talking English.
Yeah, that's funny.
we're highly cultured down here.
Yes, you are.
I love being in a place where they think I'm a genius.
Surround yourself with, yes. never mind.
I know they think I'm intelligent here. Fantastic. I get way too much credibility, and I love it.
That's hilarious.
Long enough, I could be the governor. You never know.
There you go. You know, right. Who is your governor?
I don't know.
You haven't got that far yet.
That's a serious. I really don't know. You actually thinking about it, I do not know that. All I know is that there's in Birmingham, the big city, there's a Democrat, and all I hear, I don't know who that is, but all I hear is just raging angry about whoever it is.
Oh wow.
It's a different world. It's a different city though. It's a beautiful place, I tell you, honestly. Right. The weather's like prime, I'm telling you. It's like there's gonna be 3 months a year where it's like blazing, but it's almost like California. So peak, like right now, it's like, I don't know, 78. It's beautiful, sunny outside.
Right.
But then you drive around a city, right? So you got this contrast, right? There's a place here in Bert. Excuse me, hang on. I'm talking so fast that I'm choking on my own
words.
There's a place called Bessemer,
uh-huh.
Right? Which is the hood here is rough. Now I lived in LA, and I was quite close to Compton, but it is rough down here, but it's the most dangerous city in America, like for crime and everything. But then areas that are absolutely beautiful, green and leafy, and these beautiful houses. And I said to my buddy, I said, how much are the houses here? These are stunning. Oh, they're so expensive. I was like, oh, yeah, it's expensive. Well, they start from $500,000. I'm thinking, $500,000? I said, in LA, $500,000 wouldn't get you Oscar the Grouch's tin can in Compton on a stamp. You know, I was like, bloody hell. I said, how much do you think that one would be? Well, that's got to be about, you know, $800,000. So that's peanuts compared to, I mean, the house we got was $250,000, four bedroom. It would have been, this would be, if it was in LA, similar area, it probably would be a couple of million.
Wow. Yeah.
To answer your question, is Governor Lively? L-E-Y. She's a lady.
I was a lady, yeah. I couldn't say it. I've not really got too involved in it. But then again, I don't have to because the...
Ivy. I-V-E-Y.
Property taxes are so low here.
Yeah.
That it's all they come and empty my trash can and I don't have to deal with anybody.
That's nice, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And my mortgage is, you know, is very reasonable. I'd like to get it. I tell you what, I'd like to refinance it, but I got it at, what did we get? 7.3. And everyone's like, wow, that's so high. And I was like, yeah, but I said, but the way the country's going, I started looking at history. Do you remember? Well, I wasn't here, obviously, but back in the, was it the 80s where it went up to like 15%?
Right. Late 70s, early 80s, yeah.
Okay. I started thinking, I'm looking at history. History is a good barometer of what's going on. I thought after the Carter situation, and I think this is the deal, I was thinking, well, I reckon this could go up above 10%. Now, I'm not a financial wizard at all. I'm an absolute mathematically illiterate, even if I don't even have the correct term because I know literate is reading. So, you know, whatever an idiot is with maths, all I know is that just save your money, don't spend too much, and don't waste it on crap. That's right.
Now you're talking about a balanced budget here.
If I refi tomorrow, I think the minimum I would get would be 8% right now. So I'm wondering if it's going to go up. And then if Orange Man Bad don't get back in, it's going to go way up. You know, so I think maybe I'm onto a good thing here. And even if Orange Man Bad gets back in, at least I'll be able to refi a few years down the road, you know.
Yeah. So I would just hold for right now.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the thing to do is, at least you're not paying somebody else to live in a house. You know what I mean? Like you're paying, it's your own.
Yeah. So, and then also the other thing is I think picking this part of like this Northern Alabama thing, again, if you come from California, do not come. It's a terrible place. But in reality, it's actually, it's actually pretty nice. So I'm hoping, and I think it's a little bit of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
So I think I'm hoping it could go. Then again, I was talking to the locals and my boys. It could go one or two ways. Some of these areas are really nice, and then 20 years later, they turn into absolute pits.
Yeah.
Or some of them have gone from being okay, and then they really flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right on the cusp of like 2 miles down the road. You can see it changes a little bit.
Right.
2 miles that way, you're like, ooh. And then you drive around the neighborhood, like, wow, this is all right. So I figured I've started getting a lot of exercise recently. So I figured if I start running and jogging around the neighborhood, I'll bring the house prices up.
Yeah.
That motivated me to do 5 miles the other day. I'll probably do a mile tomorrow. I figured if I keep running around looking good, then I'll bring this neighborhood up by myself.
Oh, but yeah, exactly. There you go. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, you're increasing property values all over the place.
What sheer arrogance, eh?
Just honest, you know. Sometimes just got to be honest with yourself and be truthful with people and just say, yeah, you know, it's all about me.
Yeah. So are you going to head down? Are you going to move down to Tennessee, Brian, or Mr. Merck?
You know, it's one of those things. I have a daughter up here that has a baby now, so.
What's in between Tennessee and PA?
A lot. Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia, North Carolina, sort of North Carolina. North Carolina is almost,
North Carolina is another place that's getting
played. North Carolina is on the coast.
Yeah, well, but it's got a west side to it.
Well, are you going to stay up that way?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't going on there.
No? Are you originally from upstate New York? Is that what I'm...
No. I'm born and bred in the same town. I haven't left. I just moved to a different end of it.
Oh, really? You never lived anywhere else?
Nope. Nope.
It's a sheltered life.
It's not sheltered. Believe me, I've gotten around.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever wanted to?
No, but my brother, I just talked to my brother, and he lives in Florida, and he said he bought the property in the Carolinas. So I'm like,
where do you live in Florida?
Actually, about 100 miles out of Miami right there, north of Miami.
North of Miami?
West Palm Beach.
That Daytona Beach and all that?
West Palm Beach. Yeah, where Trump is, in Tiger Woods.
See what? It is busy. It is busy there. I was shocked, actually. It's not a great place to bring a truck either. It's hard for parking.
Right.
Unless you've got these like rest areas or way stations, but those trucks down there, it's not great. You better know how to back a truck, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's awesome, dude. I'm glad that you're enjoying Alabama. I'm glad that things are looking up and going good. Right.
Yeah, and actually, to be fair, it's going to be all hands to the pump here very, very shortly. I'm probably going to have to let you guys go very shortly here. I know you got a busy day, but I've got a tree to chop down,
right?
Deck to reinforce. I've got a family of friends coming over. It is going to be, and then the barbecue's going on, and then the fire pit's going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be all hands to the pump here. I'm sorry that I didn't manage to bash Biden.
That's all right. Shipper will take care of that.
We can do that after the election.
There you go.
And that's a good thing. Just for full transparency out there, this is my third appearance on the Hammer Lane Legend.
Yes, it is.
But actually, technically, it's 3.5. You can't use the app one because I was raging. And for all our great listeners out there, I'm very calm, and it's been a wonderful version 3.5 for me.
Yes, it has. It's been awesome. It's been good to talk to you, Mike. It's been good catching up with you.
Catch up, you know. Sorry, I was absolutely not raging. And to be honest with you, outside of, I haven't really had too much action on the road. It's been pretty steady, Eddie, apart from those couple of little things happening. Haven't really. I've only ever seen one lot lizard. No big. No UFOs.
I'm still looking myself.
Steady saying, I don't break down a lot. I haven't destroyed anything with my trailer backing into anybody.
Right.
That's really the most important thing.
Crazy truck drivers.
Right. That's good.
I've been pretty quiet. I mean, I'm living a charmed life right now. We go back to work and it'll all kick off now while I'm on the road, you know?
Yeah, you just jinxed yourself. Yeah.
I love this setup, by the way. I love this, the new visuals here. This is a good way of interacting, because with people like me, if I'm there, I can't do my nonsense like having Kentucky people blowing nonsense out the phone, and I can't do my radio edits or act the fool. Basically, I'm gonna have to be on my best behavior because everyone's see my face there. But saying that, boys, I'm gonna have to.
Well, can you hold on just for a couple of seconds?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, we'll end out the show, and then just hold on with us for a second or two, and we'll get you out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not in that big of a rush.
Okay, cool.
I just don't want everyone piling in into the house and having an absolute audio nonsense fest. If you
no problem, man.
Well, Mike, it was great talking to you. Glad we got a chance to catch up with you.
And,
we really enjoyed it. And if everybody enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do?
They can share the show. Share with everybody, anybody, their mechanics, anybody, and everybody. That's how we grow, by sharing the show.
Amen, brother.
So keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Have a good night.
Good night.
You never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this
Never gonna come down from above, 'cause everything looks better from above. Nothing's ever as it seems, yeah, except in that world that I dream of. Never gonna lose the ones I love, never gonna lose the ones I love. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that world that I dream of. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, 'cause I can't face this day alone. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams, give me my dreams, give me my dreams.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.